This article, 15 Questions for Evolutionists, is a free MP3 audio resource produced by Stillwaters Revival Books, SWRB. It's online at puritandownloads.com. This article is copyrighted by Creation Ministries International, CMI, and is read by permission. The author of the article is Don Batten, and the reader is Bob Faulkner. Visit Creation Ministries International at creation.com for a massive collection of outstanding free online creationist resources, videos, articles, and so forth. Now, here at Stillwaters Revival Books, we also highly recommend CMI's professionally produced magazines, The Creation Magazine and The Journal of Creation. CMI speakers also visit churches all over the United States and the world to communicate the importance of the creation issue and the overall authority of Scripture at a lay level. And CMI does not charge a set speaking fee. If you're interested in having a CMI speaker at your church, please visit the Contact Us page on creation.com for details of your local office. We at Stillwaters Revival Books also make thousands of free Christian resources available online at puritandownloads.com. At puritandownloads.com, you'll also find our complete online catalog containing classic and contemporary Christian books, digital downloads, MP3s, videos, books, and the Puritan hard drive at great discounts. And now to SWRB's reading of 15 Questions for Evolutionists by Don Batten. Remembering that God teaches us in the Bible that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20 from the KJV. 15 Questions for Evolutionists. First, how did life originate? Evolutionist Professor Paul Davies admitted nobody knows how a mixture of lifeless chemicals spontaneously organized themselves into the first living cell. Andrew Knoll, professor of biology at Harvard, said, we don't really know how life originated on this planet. A minimal cell needs several hundred proteins. Even if every atom in the universe were an experiment with all the correct amino acids present for every possible molecular vibration in the supposed evolutionary age of the universe, not even one average-sized functional protein would form. And so how did life with hundreds of proteins originate just by chemistry without intelligent design? Now see the following article and video at creation.com/15. That's 15, not word, but numbers, 15-questions. And the article would be 15 loopholes in the evolutionary theory of the origin of life. And the video on question 1. Question 2. How did the DNA code originate? The code is a sophisticated language system with letters and words where the meaning of the words is unrelated to the chemical properties of the letters. Just as the information on this page is not a product of the chemical properties of the ink or pixels on a screen. But what other coding system has existed without intelligent design? How did the DNA coding system arise without it being created? See the following article for question 2. The genetic information code points to an intelligent source. It's the name of it. And then there's a video there on question 2. Question 3. How could mutations, accidental copying mistakes, DNA letters exchanged, deleted or added, genes duplicated, chromosome inversions, and so forth, create the huge volumes of information in the DNA of living things? How could such errors create 3 billion letters of DNA information to change a microbe into a microbiologist? There's information for how to make proteins, but also for controlling their use, much like a cookbook contains the ingredients as well as the instructions for how and when to use them. One without the other is useless. See meta-information, an impossible conundrum for evolution. Mutations are known for their destructive effects, including over 1,000 human diseases, such as hemophilia. Rarely are they even helpful. But how can scrambling existing DNA information create a new biochemical pathway or nanomachines with many components to make goo to you evolution possible? For example, how did a 32-component rotary motor like ATP synthase, which produces the energy currency ATP for all life, or robots like Kinesin, a postman delivering parcels inside cells, how did that originate? See the following article at creation.com/15-questions. The evolution trains a-coming. Sorry, a-going in the wrong direction. And then there's a video there on question 3. Question 4. Why is natural selection, a principle recognized by creationists, taught as evolution as if it explains the origin of the diversity of life? By definition, it is a selective process, selecting from already existing information, so it is not a creative process. It might explain the survival of the fittest, why certain genes benefit creatures more in certain environments, but not the arrival of the fittest, where the genes and creatures came from in the first place. The death of individuals not adapted to an environment and the survival of those that are suited does not explain the origin of the traits that make an organism adapted to an environment. For example, how do minor back and forth variations in finch beaks explain the origin of beaks or finches? How does natural selection explain goo to you evolution? See the following article on this one. Again, at creation.com/15-questions. The article is Evolutionist Dr. John Endler's Refreshing Clarity About Natural Selection Has Been Largely Ignored. And there's a video on question 4. The fifth question. How did new biochemical pathways, which involve multiple enzymes working together in sequence, originate? Every pathway and nanomachine requires multiple protein/enzyme components to work. How did lucky accidents create even one of the components, let alone 10 or 20 or 30 of them at the same time, often in a necessary program sequence? Evolutionary biochemist Franklin Harold wrote, "We must concede that there are presently no detailed Darwinian accounts of the evolution of any biochemical or cellular system, only a variety of wishful speculations." Now, for this question, please see the article Design in Living Organisms, Motors, ATP Synthase, includes animation, video there on question 5, all of these at creation.com/15-questions. Number 6 question. Living things look like they were designed. So how do evolutionists know that they were not designed? Richard Dawkins wrote, "Biology is the study of complicated things that have the appearance of having been designed with a purpose." Francis Crick, the co-discoverer of the double helix structure of DNA, wrote, "Biologists must constantly keep in mind that what they see was not designed, but rather evolved." The problem for evolutionists is that living things show too much design. Who objects when an archaeologist says that pottery points to human design? Yet if someone attributes the design in living things to a designer, that's not acceptable. Why should science be restricted to naturalistic causes rather than logical causes? See the following article. Is the design explanation legitimate? And there you can see also a video on question 6. Question 7. How did multicellular life originate? How did cells adapted to individual survival learn to cooperate and specialize, including undergoing programmed cell death, to create complex plants and animals? The article is Evolution of Multicellularity, What is Required, and a video on question 7. Question 8, how did sex originate? Asexual reproduction gives up to twice as much reproductive success or fitness for the same resources as sexual reproduction. So how could the latter ever gain enough advantage to be selected? And how could mere physics and chemistry invent the complementary apparatuses needed at the same time? Non-intelligent processes cannot plan for future coordination of male and female organs. The article is Argument, Evolution of Sex, and the video on question 8. Question 9. Why are the expected countless millions of transitional fossils missing? Darwin noted the problem, and it still remains. The evolutionary family trees in textbooks are based on imagination, not fossil evidence. Famous Harvard paleontologist and evolutionist Stephen Jay Gould wrote, "The extreme rarity of transitional forms in the fossil record persists as the trade secret of paleontology." Other evolutionist fossil experts also acknowledge the problem. And you can see the article at creation.com/15-questions called That Quote About the Missing Transitional Fossils, and video on question 9. Question 10. How do living fossils remain unchanged over supported hundreds of millions of years, supposed hundreds of millions of years, if evolution has changed worms into humans in the same time frame? Professor Gould wrote, "The maintenance of stability within species must be considered as a major evolutionary problem." See the following article, Living Fossils, A Powerful Argument for Creation. And then there's a video on question 10. Question 11, how did blind chemistry create mind/intelligence, meaning, altruism, and morality? If everything evolved and we invented God as per evolutionary teaching, and what purpose or meaning is there to human life? Should students be learning nihilism, life is meaningless, in science classes? Check out the article G.K. Chesterton, Darwinism is an Attack Upon Thought Itself, and video on question 11. Question 12, why is evolutionary just-so storytelling tolerated? Evolutionists often use flexible storytelling to explain observations contrary to evolutionary theory. NAS USA member Dr. Philip Skell wrote, "Darwinian explanations for such things are often too supple. Natural selection makes humans self-centered and aggressive, except when it makes them altruistic and peaceable. Or natural selection produces virile men who eagerly spread their seed, except when it prefers men who are faithful protectors and providers. When an explanation is so supple that it can explain any behavior, it is difficult to test it experimentally, much less use it as a catalyst for scientific discovery." The article connected to this one is Just So Stories of Sex and Family Life. All of these, again, found at creation.com/15, the numbers 15, that is, dash questions. And there's a video here on question 12. Question 13, where are the scientific breakthroughs due to evolution? Dr. Mark Kirschner, chair of the Department of Systems Biology, Harvard Medical School, stated, "In fact, over the last 100 years, almost all of biology has proceeded independent of evolution, except evolutionary biology itself. Molecular biology, biochemistry, physiology have not taken evolution into account at all." Dr. Skell wrote, "It is our knowledge of how these organisms actually operate, not speculations about how they may have arisen millions of years ago, that is essential to doctors, veterinarians, farmers. Evolution actually hinders medical discovery." Then why do schools and universities teach evolution so dogmatically, stealing time from experimental biology that so benefits humankind? The article you can read is Evolution Relevant or Helpful to Real Science? There's a video on question 13. Question 14. Science involves experimenting to figure out how things work, how they operate. Why is evolution, a theory about history, taught as if it is the same as this operational science? You cannot do experiments or even observe what happened in the past. Asked if evolution has been observed, Richard Dawkins said, evolution has been observed. It's just that it hasn't been observed while it's happening. And the article that you can read is called A Valid Distinction, Origins, Science versus Operational Science, in a video on question 14. Question 15, why is a fundamentally religious idea, a dogmatic belief system that fails to explain the evidence, taught in science classes? Karl Popper, famous philosopher of science, said, Darwinism is not a testable scientific theory, but a metaphysical or religious research program. Michael Ruse, evolutionist science philosopher, admitted evolution is a religion. This was true of evolution in the beginning, and it's true of evolution still today. Well, if you can't teach religion in science classes, why is evolution taught? Please read the article, The Religious Nature of Evolution, and another article, It's Not Science. And then there's a video on question 15. All of these, again, at creation.com/, all of these. And then the number 15 in numbers and dash questions. 15-questions. Thank you.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at puritandownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit puritandownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.